This is CICK News. At Tuesday night's council meeting, a longtime local contractor used their 3 minutes at the podium to question the town of Smithers' decision to award the Riverside Campground operating contract to a different company, one that has only recently established itself in the community.
My team and I know Riverside Park and what it takes to preserve and foster the uniqueness of it. Our town understands why it's important to invest locally, hire locally, buy and operate locally. And the town's own business retention and extension program is designed to support existing local businesses so that we can grow and create jobs locally. My business, BV Campground Management, exists in large part because of the encouragement and direction of Ryan Coltura, who functioned as the Director of Community Services at the time I was hired in 2023. Together, we created a new paradigm of how Riverside Campground could be run. I know town policy says that locals will be given priority if the price difference with bidders is 5% or less. My current bid is 8% higher than the company that staff is recommending, but it's also 9% lower than the next bidder who was interviewed. I have a unique set of skills and experience that I believe greatly contributes to the efficient and peaceful atmosphere at Riverside Campground. These are not just feel-good vibes, but translate to benefiting the economy of Smithers, and I believe the quality of our efforts is concretely visible in the consistent 25% increase of reservation stats and profit over the last 3 years. I really do appreciate your time, and I understand fully that staff is operating within and bound by policy in their current recommendation for the 2026 season.
While the decision followed an internal procurement process, it reopened a broader debate about how the town defines local and how purchasing policy is applied in practice and what role community continuity plays when long-standing municipal services change hands. This issue lands against the backdrop of Smithers' own purchasing policy, which allows for preference to be given to local suppliers when services are comparable and cost differences fall within a defined margin. For some local contractors, the decision has raised concerns not only about process, but about whether the town's stated commitments to local economic development and community resilience are being meaningfully reflected in procurement outcomes.
My name is Samantha LeBlanc. I'm the Engagement and Communications Officer with the Town of Smithers.
Well, how does Council weigh the value of local knowledge and community relations against other factors when deciding to replace a local service provider with a new service provider? And of course, we're referring to the contract for Riverside Campground.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is staff that do the internal review. We do have a purchasing policy, which staff follow. And then we go through our procurement policy, where we have an outline. Usually when we issue an RFQ or an RFP, which is a request for a quotation or a request for a proposal, we do outline what staff are looking for. And then we essentially go through the procurement process based on our outline. And then we bring that up to council for them to make the end decision, but it is largely based on staff's internal review of each RFQ or each RFP submission.
Okay. Do things like if a company is local or if a contractor is local, is that sort of the type of thing that does factor more so than maybe just a percentage of difference in price or the proposal quote?
Yes, absolutely. So we are always looking to hire locally wherever we can with any contract that we have. It is a big piece. We usually weight that very high in our review process. So it is essentially the same weight as price as well.
So what broader objectives was council aiming to advance with the decision? And how does contracting a newly arrived company align with Smithers' commitments to things like economic development and community resilience?
I can't speak directly to the companies that were awarded and what their experience is in the Smithers area, but they were both considered local companies at that merit with the same experience locally for the same amount of years.
In what ways was the public engaged and community impact considered in this decision-making process?
Yeah, so community impact is always at the forefront of our decision making. We are public servants. We are here to serve the town of Smithers. That's the taxpayers. That's the business community. We're always looking for the best value and the best services with any contract that we have. It's just every decision that we make, every contract that we have, it is always the community impact and the local impact is always at the forefront of our mind on those decisions, as is with council as well.
Is the community actually, are they ever engaged in this or in anything like a request for a proposal when you are seeking contractors to manage an already established service in town?
It's typically not community engagement. We typically don't go out to the public for our procurement policies. It is internal. However, depending on the scope of a contract that's going out, there may be some community involvement. And it is always shared locally. It's shared across the province. It's shared nationally as well whenever we do issue an RFQ and RFP.
How does this decision fit with Council's overall approach to transparency and accountability when significant operational changes are made to longstanding municipal services such as Riverside Campground?
Yeah, absolutely. Council has definitely given the direction that our bid processes and our contract processes are fair, which is actually what triggered a lot of the contract renewals that we have. We follow our purchasing policy, which requires us to go out for a competitive bid. And those are all then in a report to Council with the scoring matrix of what they landed. So that's the transparency process of it. It is all sent to Council and all of our policies are available on our website.
The Town of Smithers purchasing policy allows staff to give preference to local suppliers when services are comparable and the cost difference is within 5%, with price one of only several evaluation factors. Vendor performance, suitability, timeliness, and community presence are also meant to inform decisions. This framework raises questions about how the policy was applied in choosing a newly relocated company over an established local operator to manage the Riverside Campground. So on Tuesday night's council meeting, when the previous contractor just used the 3 minutes to speak to council, how do you feel like that landed?
I can't really speak to any of the actions of a previous contractor at all or council's reactions to that. That is not any information that I could have.
Okay. Yeah. Sam, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much to Samantha LeBlanc, the Engagement and Communications Officer with the Town of Smithers, for taking the time today. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.